Unit 5. Cards, anyone? Entertainment, predicting the future, introducing someone, games of chance, what do these all have in common? They all involve or have involved playing cards. The first known use of playing cards was in the 13th century. However, experts now agree that playing cards were invented long before then. Most likely, they were first made around 800 CE in China. This makes sense because China is where paper was invented, and without paper, we wouldn't have cards. However, it was not until their use in Europe that we know anything about cards. In Europe, cards were primarily used in games. The games varied from country to country, and so did the way the cards looked. Some cards, like the tarot cards used in Italy, were quite detailed. Others, like those in England, were simpler looking. In the 17th century, people began to think that the designs on the cards had special meanings. They began using cards, in particular tarot cards, for more than entertainment. People began using them to tell the future. The design of tarot cards became more and more fantastic and symbolic. By the 19th century, tarot cards were only used for telling the future. It was also in the 19th century that other kinds of cards had another use. Card makers were producing special cards that showed pictures of historical or popular people of that time. These cards were not used in regular card games. Instead, people used them as calling cards when they visited other homes, writing their names on the back. These cards had the role of introducing visitors. Of course, regular playing cards as we know them today were around by this time as well. Games of chance like poker and blackjack were played. Naturally, where there is gambling on cards, there are gamblers. Thus, professional card sharks were also seen from this time as well.